Hey guys, how are we going? Hope everyone's going well. So yeah, we're going to be talking about frequency, and you'll see in the YouTube video above, there's a really good explanation on the law of vibration and what frequency is and how that affects us and impacts us and how we are frequency, etc., etc. I also want to expand on this and talk about like our baseline frequency, and he does mention that very briefly in the video, but this is the part I really want people to understand and to grasp for themselves in a way that they become more aware and conscious of their vibrational frequencies so that they're always trying to keep it strong. So it's like, for an example, if you're eating food and you're health conscious, usually you're doing that in a way that is, you do it because you want to have good gut health, you want to have a good immune system, and you want to support the body physically or for whatever goal you may have. When it comes to frequency, we have a baseline that our body sits at. So it's like a phone when you take it back to a factory setting. That factory setting is the baseline of the phone, what it sits at before we've added any apps in, any of our photos, any music, anything else that's added. So when we look at that in terms of ourselves, this is what we want to keep strong. It's like keeping your nervous system strong or keeping your immune system strong. We also need to be looking at keeping our frequency strong, because our frequency is what holds our diseases, health concerns, conditions. It also holds our happiness, our joy, our peace. And a lot of us that have health concerns or disease or like immune issues and things like that, this means that your vibrational frequency is destabilized. So we want to bring more harmony to that. We want to harmonize it so that it is more in balance with the true version of you. It also means that your baseline resonance of the body or your baseline frequency is weakened. It's in a weakened state. Just like if you're someone who gets colds and flus all the time, or you're someone who always seems to have like hormone issues or illnesses that just pop up, like skin issues and things like that, those things are because of a weakened immune system, and no doubt that's because you have a weakened gut dysbiosis, so a gut microbiome. And that's a whole other topic I'll be talking about next week. But for the sake of this conversation, we'll stick with the frequency stuff. So when we're looking at our baseline frequency of our body, doing frequency therapy and the frequency music like I've sent you guys helps to strengthen this. But so does anything in your environment that makes you happy. So if you're someone who's living in a certain type of environment that is always bringing you down, you always feel really depressed or sad, or you feel like you don't want to be there, or you've got some sort of a negative vibe towards it, that means that you're always in a weakened state of your baseline resonance, because it's not actually aligned with who you are. And when we are in a situation where we're more living in a place we want to live, where we're living very happily, we love our job, our family, like we've got a lot of positive things to look forward to. We know that our diet's really good, like et cetera, et cetera. We are living more with a baseline that is stronger. And some of us have, when our baseline resonance of the body, this frequency, is weakened, it can bring on things like depression, anxiety, illnesses, like I said, and health concerns. So we want to be always trying to strengthen that. Now, I have a vibrational healing bed in my home, and people come along and they lay on the bed, and that's what helps to, that it really helps to strengthen their baseline resonance of the body, which is great. And they may come for like six sessions, or you know, they may come once every couple of weeks, and that is like building up their body's baseline to a certain point, and then it usually stays there, you know. So it's like, I keep using the gym for my examples on different things, but it's because I can explain it in a physical way that people understand, but it's also because I go to the gym that I see it this way. So So for an example, if you're going to the gym and you're working out and you're doing a certain amount, like you're lifting the same sort of weights every single week, that's your baseline, because your body knows it has a muscle memory to always know that it can lift those weights. So that means you won't get any more toned, you won't get any more stronger. You'll just be the same strength, the same physiology, the same look, same feel all the time, because you're lifting the same. Whereas if you're someone who's always trying to increase that weight at the gym, you are strengthening the body's muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, like the whole lot is getting stronger. So the baseline is going to, you're going to have a new set point for your baseline. The new set point is going to be higher than it used to be. So then you could actually, if you got to a set point where you were like, oh yeah, I feel really good at this, like I feel nice and strong, I feel like I look a certain way that I want to look, I'm going to stay at these weights, at this type of weight, you know, that I'm lifting, because I don't want to go get any stronger or any bulkier or any bigger or any more toned or whatever it may be. So you would stay at that new set point and you just stay there and keep lifting those same weights, and that's your new set point, that's your new baseline. Does that make sense? So the same thing happens with our frequency. So when you hop on my frequency healing bed, we're strengthening their baseline to this new set point. And when they get to that new set point, they actually have like big changes start to happen in their life, especially if they were someone who was at quite a low set point, someone who may have had depression or anxiety, or someone who was really down in life, someone who didn't have a lot of joy in their day, someone who looked at life very negatively. Their set point is quite low. Their baseline is quite low. So we want to strengthen that, because we want to get them out of that state. And I was talking to you last week about your state, you know, how you can move the needle on your state to actually live a better life. And this frequency stuff helps with that. So when people come to me, and they may come for like 6 sessions over 6 weeks or 6 sessions over 12 weeks, or they may come for 10 sessions, but they do it once a fortnight or whatever it may be, they're strengthening that baseline resonance of the body. So they're now living from a higher vibrational set point. And that higher vibrational set point means that they're living from a state which is more positive, they're more aligned in life, they're more solid in who they are. They get to this point of being like, I really feel like I know who I am right now. I really feel happy within myself right now. I feel like the life I'm living is really like I'm grounded in it, and I feel really aligned with that type of life. So I hope that makes sense. And you can do this. You don't need a vibrational healing bed like I have in my home. You can do this through frequency therapy, like the audio tracks that I sent you. So those audio tracks, I can do ones that strengthen the baseline resonance of the body, but I already have given you ones of those, which are the nervous system ones. The sleep ones are obviously going to help with that too, because the deeper we sleep, the happier and more vibrant our body is within the day, because you've had all that rest and digest time, and it's been proper deep rest and digest time, that during the day you feel more alive, more alert, more awake, more vibrant in life. So that always will raise your frequency and your baseline anyway. So then the nervous system ones are getting your body out of a weakened nervous system state. And they're helping your body to know that the nervous system can come back to safety, which I keep talking about, this safety side of the nervous system, which is the whole crux of why disease stays in the body, because it doesn't feel safe, but also because the frequency is weakened. And so when we use these types of frequency medicine audio tracks, and I can create ones which like raise your consciousness, ones for positivity, ones that might release fear from the body, ones that are made for more confidence, ones that are made for more joy, ones that are made for to be less emotional, like you may be someone who's overly emotional, which means that your nervous system has gone into this state of it doesn't know what to do, so it always just cries, you know. and that could be a part of, I know a few people like that. So you can get frequencies that help your body shift out of that state, which again are like nervous system ones, but they're not all nervous system ones. There's just many that are, because that is like basically a baseline of our body. So it's very powerful to work with your frequency and work on your frequency for yourself every single day. And we can even do this by going to do something we love every single day, making a pact to ourselves that we do something that we love every single day. And that will keep our frequency high. Now, I know, because I'm a social butterfly, I know that if I haven't seen people for a couple of days, because I've, you know, been in my office working, or I've just, you know, been at home like a bit of a hermit because I've had stuff to do or whatever, my frequency starts to drop. My vibrational resonance of the body starts to drop, because what brings me a higher vibrational state is the social aspect. That's what brings me so much joy, is to be in the company of people and to be chatting to them, I love hearing about other people's stories. I love being able to help people and support them through their journeys and things like this. And so that's what fills my cup. So you could look at it like that, rather than using these words like vibrational frequency or resonance, or, you know, your baseline set point and those sorts of words I'm using. You can look at it like that. What is it that fills your cup that makes you feel good when you walk away from it? And that is something that keeps your frequency high and keeps it strong. So do that on a regular basis. I'll leave that there for now. It could also be things like, you know, going out in nature, making sure you're doing nature walks many times a week, because that's what fills your cup. It could be that you're someone who loves to go to dance classes, and that's what fills your cup. It could be someone who actually loves to be on your own, in your own company, and that's what fills your cup. So with, you know, just the music blasting, and you're doing housework, or you're hanging out at home and you're just baking or doing some beautiful cooking in the kitchen or something, and that really helps to put you in a really good mood, that means your vibration has lifted, your frequency is strong. So we want to be helping ourselves to do this on a regular basis, because the stronger our frequency is, the stronger our immune system can stay. The stronger our frequency is, the stronger our nervous system trusts us and knows that we've got it, you know, we're able to hold it. Now, another thing for me is, personally, if I don't speak about my feelings or I don't communicate myself properly, my frequency drops really quickly, and then I get really sick really quickly. And I now know this, which I didn't obviously used to know, but I now know that this is a thing. So I basically force myself to speak up or to have the conversations or to be in a situation where I know that I feel safe to talk and things like that, because I know that if I bottle it up or I keep it inside or I didn't say what I wanted to say, stuff like that can really take a toll on my body, and it weakens my whole state of being, and my immune system drops quite quickly. So have a think about that for yourself. Maybe some of those things that I mentioned there are something that is also resonating with you. It's also something that you want to work on as well. So the more aligned we are in life, the more grounded we feel in our own inner being, the happier we are in ourselves, no matter what's going on around us. And our frequency plays a big part in this. So working with the frequency is super important, and is something that I highly recommend you keep learning about and tapping into. And we will keep talking about this as we go along.